State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, Kodak, OG Shante. Oh, I'm getting winded. Shy Jones and Cash Cheesy, we here, goddammit, this Big Facts game, Big Facts Friday. What's popping?
What's
popping?
What's happening?
Everybody here crunching and munching. Hello. And snacking and shit.
I ain't got no food.
You need some cream. What?
I need some meat.
Jay needs some meat. Some chicken.
She needs some chicken.
Speaking of meat.
Speaking of food.
Food. All that good shit. Have y'all ever been to a restaurant with your significant other, a group of friends, or whoever you went to the restaurant with, and every time y'all go out to eat or go somewhere to a restaurant, they always have a problem with their food?
Yes. I'm familiar with them type of people. I'm going to tell you how it's going to go down with my food. I'm going to get the food. Mm. If it's just completely fucked up, I'm going to send it back and probably leave. So I have to pay for that shit. But if it's tolerable, I'm just going to deal with it. Because I don't work in the restaurant, and I see what happens when you bother them people too much about your food.
What happens, Scream?
Some shit. Go in your food.
Can be a little bit
I'm seeing boogers in food. I'm seeing in food. I'm seeing all that in food. Uh-huh. So when you work in a restaurant and you're seeing that type of shit.
Oh, God.
Seriously.
That make you want to cook.
Seriously. On that bartender shit, too. Like, so I'm not changing my food too much. I might say, these ain't hot. These fries ain't hot. Oh, you want them hot, nigga? Then they come back hot as fuck. Some shit like that. But if it's a sit-down restaurant where I can't see in the back, me personally, I'm going to deal with that shit.
But see, I'm on that same page with you, too, about doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
But if my shit comes out initially, like the first time, not the way that I asked for it, I'm a real funny eater.
Mm-hmm.
So if my food isn't right, I'm not going to be able to eat it. But I'm here for a reason, because I'm hungry and I want to eat.
That makes all the sense in the world. Are you thinking about the cook in the back?
Mr. Ma'am, sir.
Right.
How you doing? Let me speak to your manager so I can let the manager understand. It's not your fault. It might have been an oversight in the kitchen, but I need to get this right because I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat.
So that's the articulate way to do it, but a lot of people are like, this food fucked up. Don't fix my food. Like,
this is wrong.
This is wrong. What?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's okay.
Bless you.
Bless Jay. What's your name, babe?
You.
What?
Food.
I'm going to tell you how it cold. It being real.
What if it's cold?
If it's cold, I ain't with sending that food back. I'd rather just leave. I can't send it back in there.
Me either.
If it's cold, it depends on the waitress. It depends on, like,
Shit ain't got nothing to do with the waitress. It got something to do with the...
I'm saying, but how does food get cold? Like, we at a restaurant and it's cooked to order. How the fuck this food cold?
Yeah. It could be sitting up in the...
Why is my food sitting up?
Hold on. Because you got cooks and then you got your waitress that's running other tables.
That's what I'm saying. So it depends on the waitress. If I got a nice waitress, like, yeah, I'm sorry. But I got one looking like she really don't want to take it back in now.
Yeah.
She done set the tone for the whole restaurant for me. Like,
but see, y'all know it ain't the waitress, it's the cook.
Sometimes the waitress is...
I ain't cooking this shit again. I just cooked this shit.
Exactly.
It's the cook. It ain't the waitress. The waitress always going to be cool because they want their tips. The cook don't get no tips.
Yeah.
He should.
And then sometimes if you got a good
cook
waitress...
having a bad day...
Me neither.
It's going to taste like... the cook having a bad day.
Or if you got a cool waitress that know their cooks or whatever, she'll go back there and throw the cook an extra $5 or something and they'll make your food back right.
Because she knows she's going to get it in tips.
She knows she's going to get it back from you in the tips. It all depends on how you interact with the waitress and how it's going to work.
Is that how it goes now? I didn't know that.
Straight up.
You got to make the customer happy, but then that's why waitresses be mad sometimes. They go through extra shit and then come back and the motherfuckers still don't tip.
Yeah, because we didn't pay for your food in the back trying to make this shit right.
Man, I feel like y'all be taking that shit out on the wrong person. Why you mad at me? The regular civilian, when you got a $1 billion corporation that's choosing not to pay you a livable wage, but you mad at me because I ain't giving you no more money.
That's fucked up.
The $1 billion company, let's say you work at like Ruby Tuesdays and shit like that. Ruby Tuesdays can afford to pay you a livable wage. They choose not to, but you mad at me because I ain't want to tip.
I think that's the culture of...
You taking your shit out on the wrong person.
So you don't tip? You don't tip?
But you supposed to tip.
Yeah, it is.
Tipping is some American shit. They only tip. That's American. That's
see,
American.
What I think was on the east side and the west side. No, so I'm thinking about Applebee's. I'm sorry.
I do tip because it's...
You probably like a $5 tipper, huh?
Ain't nothing wrong with a $5 tip.
You probably think Nick's supposed to tip on the goddamn Uber Eats order.
If I spend $25, you get a $5 tip.
If you spend $20,
you're going to let a nigga ride all the way back.
But he'll go on a date and probably leave her $5.
With your food without tipping.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, Kodak.
Yeah, you're bullshit.
How is that bullshit?
If I go on a date with a nigga and he don't
service,
tip properly,
what
I'm
saying is fucked up.
It's service based. It's service based. Not tipping and not tipping properly.
I do tip.
And tipping properly.
I don't... When I go out, I don't...
If I go on a date with a guy and he don't tip them properly, I get mad. Like, I swear to God,
that make your coochie dry up if a nigga don't tip?
I'm probably not even gonna fuck with you. I'm gonna be annoyed as fuck. And then I'm gonna tip. I'm gonna go on my person and give him like $20, $30 if we went on a date. If your bill is a certain amount of money, if your bill over $100...
20%?
Yeah, like, throw an extra $20 on the table.
We guesstimate based on
you
how
be giving
how $5
and shit. No, that's
how
some
good
bullshit.
Was the service? If you gave me $5 service, yeah,
it depends on the service, too, though.
It do depend on the service.
If the service is good, I don't care how much it is. I'm going to leave at least $20.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, automatically, I'm going to tip you what you're supposed to get.
Yeah.
But if the service is good, I'm going to
overtip.
Overtip, yeah, exactly. If the service was all right, I'm going to still tip.
Yeah.
Now, if you just fucked up and we don't have words or some shit, which it ain't going to go that far because my food fucked up, I'm leaving.
I just believe in tipping.
I ain't going to work you.
Just me personally.
Me too.
Like, we could be at a club. Like, we just out of town in Mississippi. And the lady, it was a lady. She was a sergeant or whatever, but she was over the security or whatever. But she just made it so convenient for me to goddamn get in and out. You know what I mean? So I just gave $100. You know what I'm saying? Like, plus what you got, just anyway, here you go. Because I feel like you did your job.
If you making my life easier, yeah. But if it's just some regular standard shit, if you just doing your job, that's all you doing, no.
But they extra ask you need more water, you need this,
That's different. You going above and beyond. But if you're just doing your shit, let the club take care of you.
Damn,
let the club take care of you.
That's not how
you get paid.
You talking about bartenders and bottle service shit?
No. You have to do that. That's tipping. Yeah, that's part of the culture. But I'm saying, like, if you're at you're doing some club shit. The club employs you, and you just doing your job. You're not doing anything special. Why the fuck?
Man, fuck Kodak. Tip the DJ. Tip the bartender. Tip the security. Everybody. Tip the goddamn. Yeah. Fuck what Kodak talking about.
Everybody get tipped. Because
if you
here.
Give me a tip as a DJ, it is your party.
Oh God!
Immediately, like this day party. I don't know nothing about whatever else. What everybody talking about?
Yeah, like come on, man. Yeah, I feel like you're supposed to make sure them people good, man.
Yeah,
on the tip side, me. But
that's probably why some of them girls don't be hitting
food,
you afterwards.
If the food some bullshit, the service some bullshit, fuck you.
Right, but leave. Don't make them work. That's what I'm saying. Don't work everybody and make them work and don't tip. Just leave.
Yeah.
I'm not finna work. I'm like, man, this ain't working out. I'm just finna leave. Fuck the check. You can't give me no check. Because I'm not eating my food.
I don't know. If I'm in the club and I order bottles and shit. And
yeah, but that's the club. But you got yeah, a the club.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Shit. They better already. You know, they had a tip.
They already got that included.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but still, niggas still go in their pocket if they got a nice waitress. Like, here you go, baby, a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fuck with the bottle. When I pay with the bottles, I'm finna steal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you were cool, but if you weren't cool, I'm gonna work the fuck out you. I ain't getting shit.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I can't. You got an attitude like, nah, they ain't got no. Like, if I go in the club, I want the margarita mix.
Mm-hmm.
So most clubs don't got margarita mix. Mm-hmm. But you, the good waitress is gonna be like, I can make you some something just like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They gonna put some gin, what you call it?
Some what?
They gonna ginger? Put some lime,
oh, some fruits, yeah.
And some juice, yeah. It's a little mixture they do. Like, yeah. The real waitresses
know that.
It's
like if I go to a club and ask for a fruit punch. I ain't got fruit punch. Bitch, it's orange juice, cranberry, pineapple, and a splash of Sprite. Like, how hard is that?
Right.
Like, come on, man. Like, you gotta act like you trying to get paid. Yeah.
Facts.
I like when a hookah take too long to come out.
A hookah.
You smoke a hookah.
Yeah, he a hookah thot, y'all. He love that pose.
Damn, is this me?
Yeah, yeah. You're the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's fucked up.
That nigga said when the hookah.
If you go sit your fool back, and all I'm saying is try to do it in a way, as a person that's seen shit in restaurants, try to do it in a way that. Like Jay was saying, try to break it down and be polite about the food being fucked up.
Okay, so
and another thing you gotta know, it's not the waitress' fault that your food is fucked up. She did not cook your food. She brings you the food.
Shit right now,
she brings you the food. So they take it out on the waitress like, you fucked my food up. I don't cook, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
But if she take too long to bring refills out, that is her fault.
Yeah, she could be a rookie, an amateur, this, that, and the third.
Or you a suck 'em up doodle head and you just drinking it too fast.
Coming out her tip.
What about if your food is totally wrong? She fucked that up, though.
You know, it can be. If you order chicken and you got steak, then yeah, you this shit, you fucked it all the way up.
Especially if it's like an allergy issue. Like, if I say no shellfish and you bring me out some shellfish, and yeah, like, bitch.
I told you I ain't want no motherfucking onions.
Right. That's what's going on.
Okay, but look, let me ask y'all this, though. Fuck the restaurant. What about fast food and drive-thrus?
That's expected, man. That shit is expected.
You expect that shit. If you
order Chick-fil-A, I expect
it. If you go to McDonald's and put more than two orders in, they're gonna fuck your shit up. Guaranteed.
We're not even here to do all that shit.
And you shit's so fucked up, bro. That shit don't be like that in them nice neighborhoods, bro.
Nah,
that shit be crispy.
Yeah.
You go to
McDonald's.
If you go to McDonald's or Old National, you guaranteed to get your order fucked up.
But it's fucked up. Do the math. They getting paid more in them neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's true.
Ask them. They get paid. It might be 50 cent more, but that 50 cent make a difference. Chick-fil-A is the highest paid. They be like, why are they so nice? Because they're getting paid more.
Chick-fil-A on Peachtree?
They the upper end of fast food workers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't never seen an angry Chick-fil-A worker ever.
And they even pay for them to go to college.
Well, I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Shout out Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, shout out Chick-fil-A. But yeah, that's expected. Like, yeah, the checkers on Glenwood.
Shout out.
I know they're gonna fuck up my order. So I'm gonna check us on Glenwood. It's like they're gonna fuck this shit up. So
yeah, I eat that shit however it come out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm at Checkers. This is my expectation. Like, I'm just gonna eat this shit.
Yeah, nigga.
As long as it ain't cold.
Some might not even be in the bag. Like, she check it. I'm not finna sit here and go through all this shit.
They know they be fucking
whatever ain't in there, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. She wanna go all the way back up the back from the house.
Who? Oh, you talking about Shantae? That's my wife.
Let's pull back up.
That's my wife.
Shantae, man.
Go back in there.
My wife gonna sit there until you give her a gift card and all that shit.
Yeah, you ready?
I asked for ketchup in my bag. Where my ketchup?
They gonna get you right though. They will leave that store with three gift cards and a free meal.
They will.
Who, Chick-fil-A?
No, like, if you go there with your girl, you gonna get your shit.
Oh, the woman. Yeah, you gonna get it right. Yeah. Nah, that shit got to be right.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
But I remember we'd be so fucked up. We'd go to the restaurant and be like, I was here yesterday, but I was on my way to work and I couldn't turn around. My food wasn't in the bag.
I used to do that in college. All around restaurants, live.
Free meal. Free meal.
Well, I needed it. I was just about to tap out. My food wasn't right, but I was on the way to work. I called up.
Be lying. I talked to the night manager. What's her name? Yeah, her.
Yeah. What's the most expensive thing on your menu? Yeah, I ordered that. Yeah.
Nah, man. I don't be want to make no big deal out of shit like that, bro.
It's just compassion. When you work in some shit, it's kind of like you have to go through that shit. If you've been on that side of the fence,
yeah,
you have to go through this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I've known a lot of waiters and waitresses, and they be going through a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, when I was bartending and waitressing, I did that shit for a long time. And after that, it really made me look at them differently. Like, they could fuck up, and I could see why they fucking up. I could see, like, okay, she got, like, 7-8 tables. That's why she taking so long on my water. I'm still going to fuck with her and tip her and be mad if somebody treat her like shit that's with me.
But see, then down to it, you know, you seen the restaurants. I've been going a lot lately where they were like, we ain't got enough workers. We can't stay open and all that shit. Yep. So it make you appreciate them more now. Because it ain't, don't nobody want work. So
let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
So we can kind of lead into our next thing. Speaking of nobody wanting to work and speaking of like waiters, waitresses, bar girls, whatever, whatever. And I'm speaking to everybody. What is a job that you know for a fact that you absolutely would not do?
That stand outside in the
spinning the
suit.
Wheel. Spinning the shit.
Yeah, all that shit.
Spinning, looking like Chicken Man.
Do something illegal, bro.
Oh, do we buy gold or... Come get your taxes.
Any day outside in 99 degree weather where I'm fully dressed with a sign going like this, God bless you, bro. I be wanting to tip them.
Yeah,
me too.
Real shit.
When I was in college, they used to get paid really good.
Oh, I don't know.
What's really good when you
she
in college?
What's a job that you wouldn't absolutely
want to
do?
I was getting like 19, 20.
Like, no matter what.
You know the niggas that be on the wires, not like the electric wires.
The window
wires.
Things
like,
that clean the windows.
Yeah, hell nah.
They get paid.
I can't do nothing that's gonna involve me having to clean up after somebody else has messed.
Yeah, I do that.
I can't do that.
Man, you do like mess like what shit?
Like anything, like any type of
work in a store or a restaurant. It's your day, nigga. Tuesday, your day.
Anything like that, I can't do.
Oh yeah, I mean, you
put my shirt over my head.
You got to do that. Yeah.
You used to shovel shit.
I've cleaned some shit.
But me too. I had to work at a shit plant one time for probation.
Yeesh.
Yeah, from the shit plant
What's
to the
shit
show.
What's the shit plant?
The sewage place.
What the fuck is
the sewage plant? Well, they process the shit. You know all your shit gets processed
served,
through the
but I'm
shit.
Really?
The
shit plant.
Yeah, where you think shit go? To the
to
air?
The ground.
I didn't know it was a whole plant.
They gotta process
shit.
Trash and shit.
So it go out the toilet to the...
To the, to the shot.
What the fuck?
Sewer, sewage plant.
You didn't know that for real?
Then you got to pour, they pour shit on it.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought it was like a filter through like the shit, like a filter or something, and then go back into the ocean or something like that.
Oh no, we'll be fucked
up. The ocean is full of shit.
Not like the ocean was full of shit, but I thought like the pipes had like
fish shit.
A filter type thing. I don't know.
No, that shit go through a lot.
Turn shit into like fertilizer.
They turn shit. Horseshit.
Bullshit.
So our shit is just. So at what a they doing with what?
That shit though? Yeah.
Every day go back to the earth, right?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. So what is human shit out there doing?
Go back to the earth.
And we eating it technically, if you think about it.
Hey man.
Because you need the fertilizer for your plants and shit to grow. So we just eating shit. Wow.
Shit happens.
Hey, man.
Big shit popping.
Yeah. But not outside in 100 degree weather, the Chuck E. Cheese person, all that shit. I can't do that.
Hey, I was that nigga in the mask I had before, though. For the company I used to work for, I was a nigga in the mask I had.
Outside in the heat in 100 degree
weather. We was inside, but I was moving a lot.
You inside, that's cool. Outside,
they
that shit.
They got them new with the goddamn fans on another.
They had a fan too. That motherfucker didn't work. I'll show y'all pictures, bro. I was in that motherfucker, like moving around, and I was bigger at the time, so the head matched my body at the time. Mm.
Oh my god, Kodak, don't talk about the fuck.
Bro, I'm gonna show y'all pictures of that shit, bro. That shit funny as hell.
Oh my god.
What about, I guess this is something people could do, but what about, like, I don't think I could be like no bouncer or security either. Like, bouncer at a club. Like, don't you think that's dope? I ain't gonna say worst job at the club, but ain't it the worst job at the club?
Nah.
Cause if shit get really bad, I'm leaving.
What the fuck?
You
I'm
definitely.
I'm not dying over this club, bro.
Yeah, that's what I said. You definitely.
Oh yeah. So what the fuck are you there for?
But the bouncers,
niggas.
But I'm saying from it, some clubs you go to, the bouncers be cool. You know them. You can chop it with or whatever. But the bouncer is always the bad guy off the top. Like, fuck you, nigga. You can't tell me what to do. I can't have my weed on me. You know what I'm saying? The bouncer is always the bad guy.
Some little bouncers be doing too much, though.
For sure.
Like, some of them bouncers.
Like, they own the club.
Yeah, I think that's what anybody in an authority position, though. Like, niggas do be doing too much because that's their first time having a position of authority. Mm. One thing I'm never going back to, though.
That's the nigga job to be extra. If you own the club, when you want a nigga be out there being extra?
Hell yeah. If you own the club. But shit, but you don't. But. We don't own the club, no, so shit. We like just think that nigga
hire
extra.
Somebody for you to hire somebody.
Oh yeah, you wanted to be extra. Yeah, be extra around me. Hell yeah.
But don't be rude and disrespectful.
No, be rude. If you're protecting me, be rude and disrespectful.
Well, I was saying the nigga clubs is gonna be different because your job is to say you can't come in here with the hat, man. Fuck you, blah blah blah. So saying this is like, the best of situation.
Y'all need ready to wet that.
Exactly. Like you can tell me my fucking hat, nigga.
Niggas be feel like they be making up rules on the spot, like bro, like
they do.
Nah, that be the rules. No. The owner go tell them, I don't want nobody in this motherfucking club with no hat or no jeans, all right? And they gotta go enforce that shit on some bullshit and see niggas they know if they local and shit. Like, bro, I can't let you in. Bro, you acting funny. I know you, but you gotta stand. That's his
but
job.
But see that falls back on the owner too, because the owner can't tell. I see this shit happen every night. The owner will tell the security some shit, like. Don't let, you got to search everybody. You can't let this nigga in with this, that, third, whatever, whatever. But then they'll come out and get their homeboys, and it'll be niggas on the inside with the shit. And then the people that just got turned around or the people that just got told that they can't do this and that, they feel like, okay, well, the security let the nigga in, so why the fuck you tripping on me and you let this nigga in, not knowing that it's the owner nigga, telling the security one thing, putting the security in the line of fire, and then making exceptions for their homeboys.
You are absolutely correct.
This shit happens every fucking night.
Every night at the club, especially nigga clubs.
Yes.
Especially nigga clubs.
So. Another job I'm never going back to is teaching, bro. They don't pay niggas enough to do that shit. I'm never doing that shit again. Ever. That shit scarred me.
You're not doing whatever.
Teaching.
Kodak used to be a teacher.
You taught little kids?
I was teaching fifth grade.
Kodak sent me the funniest shit in the world one time, man. It was this little, was it a special needs kid?
Probably was.
Boy, this special needs kid swinging on Kodak. Bruh, swinging. He about to connect. He almost connected.
Yo.
Swear.
Swinging on him. Yeah. Right, boy, he was finna connect.
They don't have restraints for little kids.
He's the restraint.
I'm the restrainer. Like, I had to go to
class. They don't have, like, the straps to
No, we use
to the chair.
Somebody
kid up, right?
No, you got it. It's a special way you got to do it. Like they send you to class, learn that shit. But like it was really only two people in my class because the main nigga had left. So like I'm coming in with the little experience I got, which is none, and I gotta guide these people through like a whole semester. I'm like, man, this shit's stressful as fuck. Hell no, y'all pay enough for this shit.
Somebody little kid swinging on me like that, you gotta run.
And then you can't do nothing. The school can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. So these kids run around unchecked. So when I be seeing these teachers that be stressed out at these kids and be swinging on these kids, I get it. Mm-hmm. Some of these kids need to get swung on.
That kind of shit they be doing, yikes.
Man, okay. So like I remember the craziest thing I saw was like when I noticed that the school kind of wasn't like they weren't operating by the same rules. So goddamn, the kids in my class would miss a lot of days. Like out of five day week, they probably missed maybe 2 or 3 days. But they was getting the same shit that some of the kids who were there every day was getting, like, you know, the awards for attendance and shit. I found out that the school was not marking these niggas absent because they wanted to keep some of the funding. Because if you miss so many days, you start to lose funding.
What the fuck is that?
Fulton in the cab of it.
So, APD. Yeah, like,
APD. I mean, APS.
Yeah, APS, so, like, they was...
Start a whole scandal.
Yeah, he about to snitch on
you. Start
allegedly, APS I was teaching it in Kansas. But yeah, nah, that, yeah.
You never even been to Kansas.
What happened, y'all?
But nah, like the kids would swing on you. They get in trouble with the school. They mama come up to the school, and then they mama ask, "Well, what did you do to my son?" "I ain't do shit to your son." Like I remember the thing that saved me last time that shit happened was he did it. The kids swung on me while we were in the front office. So the cameras were there to catch it. But the bomber still came up and was like, well, what did you do before this happened? You can see everything that's happening.
Because everybody partial to their kid.
But accountability. There's no accountability. I feel like some of these parents learned how fucked up their kids was when the pandemic hit and them motherfuckers was at home with you the whole day. They don't be seeing their kids when their kids at school. The kids at school 5 days a week, the mama working, the kids out. Over somewhere over the weekend, the mama doing what she got to do. But when your kid is at home, you seeing what your kid is like 24/7. Now you see why the teachers need to be getting paid more. Pay teachers more. That's what I'm gonna say. I'm not going back to that shit.
Pay them teachers. Yeah, pay them teachers.
For sure, teachers should get paid more.
Yeah, they around there with the kids,
especially the good teachers, because you got some teachers that really, really are really good.
Yep, absolutely. Big Facts Friday. We appreciate y'all tapping in. What was the initial topic so we can know?
The initial topic was
the food.
Do you ever go?
what was last week?
To a restaurant with somebody, and every time y'all go out, they always have a problem with their food.
Okay, well, we all know people like that for sure. You know what I'm saying? But just be cool on how you tell everybody that your food is fucked up.
The waitresses don't cook, and the cooks don't waiter.
Not the waitress. It's not the waitress problem. It is the cook problem. All right, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.